Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now.
Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Thursday, May 24th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with The Herald and News. Here's a preview of some of the stories you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. Time for your Sunrise Headlines. Klamath Falls City Council and the Budget Committee approved a budget of $68.7 million following Tuesday's meetings at City Hall. The continued effects of state retirement benefits, the need for street repair projects, and addressing staff shortages were all key points addressed at this year's Klamath Falls budget hearings. Those at the hearing also touched on the future of the Ellared Key Pool, in-house software advancements, upgrades to the Spring Street wastewater treatment plant, and how to account for continued staff shortages. The city of Chiloquin is settling into its new home after relocating City Hall to the former Fire Hall building on North 1st Street. While the moving and unpacking process is still underway, the new City Hall is already active, accepting utility payments, housing staff, and holding meetings. Chiloquin acquired the new building from Chiloquin Agency Lake Rural Fire Protection District after it merged with the Chiloquin Volunteer Ambulance Service. Bureau of Reclamation's Klamath Basin Area Office announced late Wednesday afternoon that up to 3,500 acre-feet is available for delivery to Klamath Project irrigators starting today and running through May 31st, before deliveries officially start on June 1st. The amount allows for a diversion rate of approximately 500 acre-feet per day from Upper Klamath Lake and the Klamath River in the remaining week of May. Flows will begin again at the A Canal early Thursday morning. 19 high school seniors from around the basin were given $500 each at the third annual Benefit for the Basin Awards Ceremony on Wednesday night. The organization has raised $300,000 over the last 6 years, all of which is given back to the community in the form of scholarships, school supplies, and other benefits for the schools or fairgrounds. The group's main fundraiser is a two-day car show held at the Klamath County Fairgrounds. This year, that show will take place September 21st and 22nd. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. In addition, in this morning's newspaper, you can find the May Basin Biz, Athlon, and a wide assortment of Memorial Day weekend blowout sales being advertised from retailers such as Home Depot, Diamond Home Improvement, Bi-Mart, Big Five, Carlson's Furniture, and more. You can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts on iTunes and Google Play Music to automatically receive each show on your listening device, and check back often for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.